Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
21 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Now, we talk about South Africa being the leaders, or rather, South Africa is leading the world's response to HIV, to the HIV epidemic, with major research in the prevention, treatment, and care of people living with HIV, AIDS, TB, and AIDS-related cancers, particularly cervical cancer. And this is leading to breakthroughs, new treatments, and significantly reducing death and disease. And Dr. Mulongo joins you then this morning to tell you a little bit more about the selling work that they do. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks, Habungile. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. Doctor, once again, maybe just a brief idea. You are from the Clinical HIV Research Unit. Who are you guys?
The Clinical HIV Research Unit, it is working under health, Vert Health Consortium. And what we are doing, we are currently busy conducting a lot of work, a lot of research, as you've mentioned before, in HIV and related condition, especially on how to improve the access for women to cervical to screening for cervical cancer and prevention program. As you know, cervical cancer is a preventable disease, and women are really at risk here in South Africa, with about 7,000 of women developing this disease each year. Yes.
And let's talk about that, Doctor. I mean, South Africa is was once again at the forefront of the medical science, which is good to hear and see. And this time, the fight is against cervical cancer, as you've mentioned. Are we winning, Doc?
Yes, I can say that we're winning, but we still need to do a lot of work. Why I'm saying we are winning, let's say, for example, with our side, with a lot of research that we've conducted. So we go to the conclusion that really it's very, very crucial not to miss the opportunity to pick up the early detection of precancerous lesions and to be able to treat them before they can progress into cervical cancer. And we've done a lot of work, and we've managed to give hope to many women. However, on such opportunity like this, Abongile, I will say that we need to spread the message that this condition is a preventable disease. And women need to know that in South Africa, the screening for cervical cancer is free. And why do we still see many women affected by the disease while they need to go and get a free screening and pick up the precancerous lesion and get treated to avoid progressing into cervical cancer? Yes.
Wow. So it's free. You simply go to any medical facility, public medical facility, and they'll do it for free?
Yes, Abongile. Wow. Actually, it's a screening which is offered at all the facility, the clinic, all the public clinic and even hospital, it's offered for free. Women, they don't pay any cents, actually. It's subsidized by the Department of Health, but they really, women, they don't pay, actually, for that, yes. And I'm going to say again, what we need to do, like a program like what broadcasting like we're having today, it's really very important, because when we look at the bottom of this, Abongile, you realize that we still have a lack of information around women. So such opportunity, such a program become an opportunity to spread the information where women need to know that we are really exposed to cervical cancer. However, it's a preventable disease and the screening are available. Yes.
25 minutes past five. Good morning to you. You are hearing the voice of Dr. Masango Mulongo, investigator at the Clinical HIV Research Unit, talking to you this morning about cervical cancer, and literally saying it is preventable and you can go for free screenings. Doc, let's talk about that, because you alluded to that, and that I think the South African community, and maybe let's say women in this case, don't have the information that they need. Because I've always find that many people don't know. They always fear that there's going to be a painful procedure to get rid of the cancer or whatever. But what new ways are cancers like cervical cancer being treated?
You're right what you say. There is a lot of myth around that procedure, which is a very small and mild procedure. Less than 2 minutes, the women will be done. However, a lot of myth. But we always say to go through the pain of a cancer, a real invasive cancer, it's really very, very painful comparing to the the discomfort that one can have during the screening. But before we talk about the treatment for cancer itself, what we do, especially with our research as well, is to improve and to develop treatment treatment to prevent progression of cervical cancer. As you know, the cause is the human papillomavirus, which affects the cervix. And before development of cancer, there are some cell changes, abnormal changes around the cervix. So the whole prevention measures is to make sure that we've treated those abnormal cells and then to prevent for cervical cancer. Obviously, if someone now comes with a invasive, already full-blowing cancer, there are other measures with chemo, with radiation, surgery, depend on the stage of the disease.
All right. And Doc, just before I let you go very, very quickly, what would be your words to the Cape Talk listening community about this topic?
Yeah, my word, Abongile, will be prevention is better than cure. So let us stand, all of us, women, let's stand and face this. We don't have to be in this century again exposed to a full-blown and invasive cervical cancer. Let's all go for screening. I know I've been talking to many women. Some, they told they've gone already for any screening. If you've done your pap smear, you've done your screening, just go back and check your result. Are the results positive? You might need a treatment to prevent for cancer. Are the results negative? Well done. You will be told when to do another pap smear or next time pap smear. So for me, my message is to stand and take the opportunity to be all of us screen, and if possible, to be in the road of prevention by getting early treatment of these abnormal cells.
Yes, we hear you loud and clear, Dr. Malonga. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We chat soon, I would imagine. But to you listening at home, I mean, now that you've heard, I mean, you've got the ears, please, please, if you have to, just go out and get the free screening.